What's up, Taylor?
Hey, Manny, how are you?
When did you reach out to me, man?
I probably reached out to you, I don't know, maybe this year? I think it was about 3 months ago. It was shortly after you had Mike Fairless on
the podcast. Praxis, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so Mike was my last official former construction boss probably 10 years ago. I worked with Mike for a couple of years in the Burlington Oakville area.
Yeah.
And yeah, had a wonderful experience working with Mike.
Is he busy? I haven't spoken to him a bit since the show.
We stay in contact. I probably do maybe one or two jobs for Mike a year. So we do keep in contact. I'm still his kind of go-to guy for door and trim installations on all of his custom homes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get into it. We've got a few things that we're going to talk about today, and that's why you come into the show. So I'm grateful that you came in and made the time. And just as a crazy season is unfolding right now for everybody.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's like two crazy seasons, right? Because you got the natural calendar crazy season. Then you got the construction. Everyone wants to try to finish it before that natural calendar crazy season, which becomes a second crazy season.
Absolutely.
Before, middle, and after it, right?
Yeah.
But welcome. So let me just share. First of all, let me do a quick shout out to Taha from Crewman Group. I'm wearing his hoodie, and then I also got Blue Collar. I got their cap on today, and then in the studio we got Taylor Francis here. And so you got three things going on. You got the contractapp.ca. You find them on IG under contractapp.ca, and then you also got the molding business, which is Precision Molding, and you can find them on IG under precision_molding, and then online www.precisionmolding.ca. and then also you educate at Conestoga too.
I coach, so yeah. I have a fantastic position at Conestoga College at the Venture Lab for Skilled Trades. So I have the position of Skilled Trades Coach. So what I do is I coach a free program for any individuals, whether you're a Conestoga alumni, you're 50 years old, any type of person, as long as you want to start a business in the skilled trades, you have a passion for it, and that's your goal, we can help coach you and get you set up to have a successful startup.
I'm just curious about your classes when you're doing them. What is the age range? Is it you're getting the old guys in there? You're getting the young guys obviously in there?
So initially it started out, we had a prerequisite. We were trying to target the younger individuals. We're trying to target individuals between 17 and 29. Issue, of course, is not a whole lot of individuals in that age category are ready to start a business in the skilled trades, particularly if you're in electrical or plumbing and you need whatever it is, 9,000 hours to get your certification. It's just not realistic. So we've kind of opened up those goalposts, have it set to anybody. And there's no, you don't need to have a Conestoga student number. So whether you're alumni, any type of person, as long as you are passionate about starting a skilled trades business and you're willing to put in that work, we're here to coach you for free. And we have a lot of cool resources, available to the people that can enter the program.
Is there an age limit on the other end? Is it you can be?
No age limit at all.
So anybody that's got a current business right now,
or if you're ready to start your business. So let's say you're a plumber, you're just getting your certification, and you're like, okay, I want to start my business in 3 months' time. That's the perfect opportunity to join the Venture Lab for Skilled Trades. We'll help you from setting up your invoicing and your marketing, establishing what kind of branding you want to associate your business with, creating a unique value proposition, defining an elevator pitch so that when you're in a position where you're talking to a potential investor or a potential new lead, you can eloquently express yourself and your business confidently. All sorts of these little tasks and efforts that we put into building your business that a lot of contractors starting out, they don't think of. All they're thinking about
they
is
they never do.
They never do. They
10
think
years
about,
in, they don't just still think about
exactly.
It.
Exactly. So these are kind of the check marks that we're trying to cover and prep you for to make sure that you have a successful launch.
Awesome, man. So we got a lot to talk about now.
We do.
So yeah, I mean, well, if you want to let everybody know where your origins, I guess coming from the molding side of the business first,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And then we'll float around between Contract App and then Conestoga and then Precision.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And just like I'll definitely encourage everybody to at least check out one or all three of them to begin with, right? And then I like anything that's going to help the industry and help educate the industry, because as you know, tradespeople are stubborn individuals.
Yes.
They don't like new tech or new ideas. They've been taught whatever skills they've been taught by whoever it was.
Yeah.
They think that they figured it all out, and you can speak to really seasoned, well-oiled, older tradespeople, and they still say, I'm still learning every single day.
100%. And it's interesting to see the two different aspects of those characteristics. Some people are totally willing to adopt new technology and learn new things to better themselves. And then, like you said, some are super reluctant and just super hard-headed. And I mean, some of the most expensive words in business is that's the way it's always been done.
Yeah.
And that's going to kill you. That's going to it's really going to be the demise if you don't innovate.
Maybe it's time for a new mousetrap. Like, I mean, I like seeing that.
Yeah.
It's important, right? And I think that's what I always encourage when I was GCing and I had the younger trades on site and they would be picking my brain. I liked listening to what ideas they wanted to offer because I always knew that I wasn't the smartest person in the room. Mm-hmm. And that's by design. I wanted to be surrounded by other people that can look at new ways of doing things in construction. That's where the value is really there.
100%.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get, you want to get started?
Yeah, yeah. How about I kind of take you into how I kind of got into the trades to begin with? So I really got inspired by my grandfather. He was a carpenter by trade. He built the two cottages that my grandmother still lives in today.
Nice.
I really got inspired by his work ethic and the work that he did around the community. So that really got me into woodworking. I went to Conestoga College at the Dune campus, graduated from the woodworking technician program back in 2011. Worked a couple jobs out of that. I worked at a custom mill workshop in Elmira, HBK Custom Woodworks. I worked for a company that strictly installed doors and trim, so that's how I got a lot of my finished carpentry experience. And then I started working for Mike out in Burlington and had a great experience with Mike, learned a whole lot of new things outside of just door and trim.
How did you guys find each other? Did he find you or vice
versa? Mike actually renovated my sister's my sister's house in Burlington. So I had taken a look at some of the work he had done. I was interested in getting out of just installing baseboards and trim all day and trying to open up some new horizons. So talked to Mike. He was looking for a new carpenter. I got hired on with him. Again, worked with Mike for about a year and a half. And I just started, you know, creating a catalog of tools. You know, I'd be asking for the new chop saw or the new table saw for Christmas gifts from the parents kind of thing, right?
And you a DeWalt guy?
I'm a DeWalt guy.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
I like testing my knowledge and trying to figure out who's who.
I wish it was like Europe and the batteries were interchangeable with every tool because my truck would have all sorts of different colors in it. But unfortunately, we're stuck to making a commitment.
That's maybe in our lifetime.
Yeah.
Maybe in our lifetime.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a whole other story. Worked with Mike for a good amount of time. Started just posting ads on Kijiji just for some side work and for some weekend work for some extra cash in the pocket back when Kijiji was the go-to place for services. And my phone just started blowing up. I started getting too many calls and it was like, okay, I gotta make the leap
here. One man team kind of thing?
Just one man team.
Wow.
For the beginning. Yeah. Just doing a lot of like door and trim upgrades, some feature walls. I was taking on everything though. Like I was doing decks and fences and kind of anything I can get my hands on that I could.
40 plus hour weeks or
probably 50, 60 hour weeks at the start.
Good for you.
I think I was 23 when I started out, learned a lot. And then, you know, gradually hiring a couple guys. I had four guys with me this summer. Unfortunately, lost a couple to some injuries, not work related, thank God. So hiring some new guys for this coming season. To get back into precision molding, I'd operated it for 9 years. 99% of the time, my business transactions were seamless. I had a bunch of great customers, great transactions. But every now and then, I would get a difficult client that would try and take advantage of my estimate, try and
We know the game.
We know the game. Create more work than was initially agreed upon. I had a customer straight up pay me a check once. I deposited it in his driveway, drove home. He canceled it on me. Check bounced back out of my account. That was the fourth time something kind of shady had happened. And I said, enough is enough. It was only $3,000, but
still,
screw it. Took the guy to court. I probably had to show up to Zoom court probably 10 times because this happened right at the start of COVID. It was a nightmare. Fortunately, I had documented enough of the work that had gone on to win the case, but it sucked. It really did suck.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what fueled the creation of my startup contract app. I created a contract app to create a very simple platform for either a contractor, freelancer, or even the client, the ability to create a legally binding contract for their service agreement. And we can dive in and do a demo later on here.
Yeah, we'll totally do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been working on contract app for about a year and a half. The idea really came to fruition in January of 2023. And this was just an idea at that time. And I had no direction. I have no idea how to develop an app. I didn't know where to go with it, but I knew I was passionate about it and I wanted to create it.
So who did you start speaking with to kind of get feedback without getting feedback?
Right. So I was literally Googling how to develop an app as cheap as you possibly can.
Yeah.
And as I was researching how to, you know, develop on these no code platforms, I got a call, a random call from a kid at Conestoga College who said, "Hey, I just saw your Google business profile. I'm an aspiring Finnish carpenter. I want to start a business like yours. Can I interview you and gain some knowledge about the industry?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure.
Interesting.
Happy to help you out with that." So we schedule a Zoom call a couple of days later. I join the call and he has some sort of like teacher or professor on the call on mute. And he's just like, "You know, I'm going to be on mute. I'm just going to kind of oversee the conversation." I'm like, "Okay, cool." We have a great interview. Thankfully, one of the last questions he asked me is, "Where do you see yourself in 10 years?" And I remember thinking to myself in my office going, "Oh, do I tell this kid about my silly app idea? Yeah, I'm going to tell him about how I've been burnt. Tell him about how this industry really needs a very simple solution to create these contracts, manage the platform, blah, 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 blah." Teacher unmutes himself and goes, "That's a great idea. I want to hear more about it." Little did I know, this individual, Christian Snyder, was a part of the Conestoga Venture Lab program, a business incubator program at Conestoga College, which I had no idea about. And he's asked me more about my business aspirations for Contract App, introduces me to this incubator program called the Venture Lab, which is an incubator for any type of business. They support you for 16 weeks with a coach and basically set you up for success. I immediately got into the program. I did two back-to-back 16-week long cohorts, and I literally went from having the idea in January, hiring a developing team, and launching the MVP, the minimum viable product version of my app, in September of 2023.
Wow.
It was insane.
None of that would have happened without Conestoga and this kid.
No, not at all.
Wow.
And that's just a small example of how individuals and opportunities have just started falling into my lap ever since I began this journey. And on top of that, they started the Skilled Trades Venture Lab in September when I graduated as the student. And they said, "Hey, Taylor, we think you'd be a great fit to coach the Skilled Trades Incubator."
So that's how you got
that's how I got into Conestoga.
Wow.
Yeah. And since then, I've gotten a little over $52,000 in grant money through Conestoga College.
For developing the app,
For trademarking the intellectual property behind patenting the whole idea and the conception of the app.
So the Canadian government's assisting with this?
Yes. IPON Intellectual Property Ontario has given me a $35,000 grant. Elevate IP, which is another Canadian funded program, is giving me $10,000, and then just a couple handful other small grants here and there.
Well, it's nice to hear Canadian funds going on something good.
It is. Right? It is. And I'm super grateful for it.
So now where do you go? Like, are you still developing or no? It's out there now.
We're still developing. So September 2023 was a very skeleton version of the app. Yeah. It was very bare bones. Yeah. So from that point till now, we've gained about 119 clients that have signed up for our kind of free beta version. They've given us the feedback that we've needed to kind of implement bug fixes, features, made it a little bit more of a well-oiled machine. And we've just recently launched our subscription. So we're kind of soft launching into like a go-to market plan right now.
So the initial core group of people that were trying it out, variety, GCs, all kinds of trades?
Mostly lower value contractors. And I say lower value, like under 200K. Like, yeah. If you're
small
building
businesses.
Yeah, exactly. Small businesses, plumbers, electricians,
one carpenters. Man, woman rental shop kind
of thing. Exactly. You got it. That's who we're initially trying to target. We'll capture the GCs and the bigger guys later with more features that are more adequate for their needs. But right now we're just trying to target those lower value contractors, the project owners, the freelancers, the web developers, the videographers, the guys that just need some sort of a contract project management system and a secure way to do business.
DeWalt's got to start making laptops for you guys that are transitioning from the job site to the laptop, right?
Absolutely.
That's what basically is going on, right?
Nice DeWalt tough laptop.
I'm sure they'll come up with it eventually. But the thing is, like, that's important because we need people like you kind of developing these ideas that go back to the industry to start helping the industry to avoid... I've always said it to all the young trades, you're going to get into a situation where you're going to get a client or somebody's not going to be interested in paying you, whether that's a client or the GC or a foreman, whatever it is, right?
Yep.
And you need to know how to navigate that the best possible way.
100%.
Instead of having your ego navigate that world.
100%.
Because everybody uses their ego the first time and they learn the hard lessons at that point.
Yep.
Three-way the world. These little puppies, I'm speaking from experience. I've actually installed these and I love these. Three-way prefabricated inside drywall corner, the first one-piece solution for perfect, crisp corners every time. With Three-way, you'll improve your quality, save on labor, and cut down on time. Traditional methods require three tapes, lots of sanding, and high skill. But with Three-way corners, they install in just a fraction of the time with fewer steps. It is adjustable for any angle, reinforced to cover gaps, and designed to blend seamlessly into the corner. Say goodbye to pesky touch-ups and hello to flawless finishes. Try Three-Way today and revolutionize your drywall game. Perfect corners every time. To purchase or check out some how-to videos to see the installs in action, visit threeway.ca or connect with them at 306-514-3768 or drop them an email at threewaytheworld@gmail.com. Connect with me, TCL, and stop by the studio and get a free pack on us for anyone to try. And trust me, I'm telling you, you'll love it. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
Yep.
So, okay, so where do we go from here now?
Well, can I share my screen with you?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so right here you can see we just have our home screen.
So you're going, this is www.contractapp.ca, right?
It's not a mobile app that you can download on your phone yet. It's a web application. You just got access to your browser.
Okay.
So I'm just going to log in here with my contract app profile. So a lot of these are just tests and demos right now.
Mm-hmm.
So here you can see all of our active contracts. You can see if they've been sent, active, completed. You can sort through them on the top here. We have a way you can create an estimate on our platform. It's pretty straightforward. So I'm just going to dive into how we make a contract. That's the that's the core technology here.
New job. But you start off with something new.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then now you've got your website and now you basically plug it and play.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So anybody can sign up, create a platform again. Client, right now freelancer. It's free? Right now it's free.
Okay.
14-day trial right now for free.
Got it. And then after that it becomes what?
$50 a month right now for unlimited use.
Okay.
That's and then we have an annual right. We have an annual tier too.
Nice.
Right now you can see three options. Create new contract, upload your own contract, select a save contract. Right now the only option is to create a new contract.
Yeah.
Upload your own contract, pretty self-explanatory. Let's say you have a rental property and your lawyer already has a beautiful, well-crafted rental property agreement. You could just upload your own, use our e-signature tool, then manage the experience with your tenant.
Okay.
Next one is select a save contract. So if you create a contract on here, this is now my backsplash contract, this is now my trim carpentry contract, you can start cataloging and saving contracts and then reusing them. So let me just dive in on creating a contract. Sure. Here. First step is identifying whether you're the business or the client, right? So let's just say I'm doing some trim work for you here, Manny. Let's call this a fake finished carpentry contract. Contract type construction. Let's click finished carpentry here. Start date. Let's say we're starting in the new year on the 6th. End date you can leave optional. If you leave it optional, the contract's just going to specify the contract's completed when the scope of work is completed.
Got it.
Okay, so let's go to the next step here. Let's type in Manny. That's Manny at
The Construction Life.
The Construction Life. .com. And let's just put in a client address here. Let's just put 123 Main Street, just for the sake of, let's say we're working in LA.
We're in LA, a little bit of a commute
place.
All right, no problem.
This is where we build out the scope of work for the contract. So let's just say we're doing some MDF baseboards, and say we're doing some crown molding for you.
So all these selects here, they're all pre.
These are pre-made. So you can even go and create one right here. Create a title. Color coordinate. You know, if you want a painting, demolition, everything is color coordinated and customizable here.
Okay.
Okay, and then once you've created an item, you can just search for it in here. So let's say we're material supplying this as well.
Here you go.
Boom. And then everything in here you can customize, add the quantities. Let's say we're doing 200 feet of base, 10 doors, 500 feet of crown molding. Just for our sake of example, that's the job we're doing today.
And then I'm also assuming, Taylor, that you've already inputted your numbers, your pricing point?
Yeah, exactly. So okay. when you're building out your products and services, you can just catalog your pricing as well. Who's supplying the material? Contractors supplying the material. Got you it. Can upload an estimate. So again, let's say you're still using QuickBooks or Wave Accounting for your estimates, which we are integrating with very soon.
Yeah.
You could upload an estimate too. So if you've sent a customer an estimate, you can upload it here as well. So let's say door and trim estimate, let's upload that. Any additional files that are pertinent to the job, let's say specs of the crown molding, specs of the door. Right? You can add blueprints, any type of pertinent files. Is there a permit required?
So the, you would have a PDF doc anyway, so they would give you that, and then you're implementing it.
Exactly.
Wow.
Is there a warranty? You can upload a warranty. Do you want to just simply describe a warranty? You can just type in your warranty here. This is the major part that really sets us apart from just an estimate. This is how we set up our payment schedule. So, is there a deposit? Yes, there is. We want a $5,000 deposit for those materials. Material deposit made prior to installation date.
You're automatically adding the tax.
That's right. Huh. Milestone number one. I want $2,000 upon installation of all 10 interior doors. Next, I want $2,000 milestone upon installation of all crown molding. And then we'll just add a final $2,000 milestone upon final completion of entire scope of work. Add our tax. We can save those milestones for later if we're going to be using these more and more down the road. It's going to calculate our deposit, all of our milestones, give us a total price for the job here. Now we select how we want to get paid. E-transfer is very popular these days. It's going to take my email that I've already inputted into my profile. Here's another cool step here. These are all clauses that have been recommended by our lawyers. So these are general service agreement clauses, and we have a couple different iterations of them. So change order one, any alteration or deviation from the services mentioned or any other contractual specifications that result in a revision of this agreement shall be executed and attached to this agreement as a change order. Pretty straightforward. And then we have, you know, a little bit more wordier options too, if you want to sound a little bit more formal than just having this option. Another one that I put into a lot of mine is the entire agreement. Service agreement, along with any exhibits or attachments, represents the entire understanding between the parties regarding this subject. So basically stipulating if we're on site talking on our estimate, saying, oh yeah, I could do this for you, or I could do this. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is what is in this contract, right? Yeah. Nothing outside of potential work is stipulated.
But that matters after, if they have agreed to a change order and you're adding this change order now.
Exactly.
Okay, so that, at that point, you're modifying the contract, but as per their change order.
Exactly, yeah. And we have steps to make change orders that are super easy.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then this is what I wanted to show you here. So I just kind of pre-wrote this before the podcast, just so you didn't have to see me type this.
But sure, no problem.
I just wrote a very simple clause here, and we're going to call this the property accessibility clause. And I'm going to paste what I had just written there. And all I wrote was the job site must be accessible, heated, supplied with power, and well lit for the carpentry installation to begin. The job site must also have all furniture and picture frames clear from the walls and placed into the center of the room. 4 feet of space, empty space from walls to furniture and center of rooms. If the job site is not up to these standards, the contractor may charge the client a fee of $200 for rescheduling or negotiate a price for the contractor to clean and prepare the job site for the work to start.
Fair.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Now we can get our AI to rewrite it for us, formalize it a little bit better than my contractor layman's terms.
So you can write in whatever you want, and now you can basically ChatGPT it at that point.
Exactly. It's all built right in.
Wow.
So it's not going to deviate too far from what I had said,
keep
right?
The key points there.
It just sounds a little bit more formal.
You'll clean up grammar, spelling, whatever.
Exactly. Right? Punctuation. So now we can save that. Now we have our own property accessibility clause. And boom, here's our contract draft. So you can have your company logo at the top, details at the of the job at the top. You know, we have the client details, address, contract start date, again, end date upon completion of service, total price of the job, all of our contract official details, who the parties are involved with, the term, the scope of work, and then everything in here, Manny, you can drop and drag, you can add wording in here. You can even take anything you want in here and you can get the AI to rewrite it for you as well. And then you can just simply undo it if you'd like to go back.
Just a right click and that's it.
Done. That's it. It's done. So everything in here is just a draft. You can customize it however you see fit. Once you're happy with it,
then that's it. That's your doc.
That's your doc.
Contract.
You can save it as a draft. You can save, sign, and send the contract to the opposing party. This is taking about 10 seconds right now. We're trying to speed this process up, but again, you got to kind of bear with us as we're still gradually improving.
Super fast.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, some of this was pre-made, but I mean, that took what, 3-4 minutes?
But if you're already starting out a business and you're kind of overwhelmed by all this organization, you can already plug and play a lot of the stuff that you're working on and then enhance it and have more value to it and then properly do this.
Exactly. And, you know, we're happy to have demos with onboarding clients, show them exactly how it works. And we're even willing to go into your QuickBooks and update your products and services here for you if you need.
I noticed that a lot more clients these days are also, I mean, the e-transfer is becoming the go-to these days.
Certainly.
But they're also going towards credit cards as well because yes. clients love using points, collecting points.
Yep.
And when you do a reno, you can get a lot of points out of it.
Yep.
So they would love to pay their contractors with credit card, let them carry the debt at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are offering that as well too. Or can you tie...
We will be. That is the plan. We plan on taking purchases in-house here, and we're going to be using Stripe as our platform for processing payments.
And that's basically what I'm doing as well, too, on the side of other things, because I've been encouraging more tradespeople to start being more active plastic-wise.
Absolutely.
So set up a Stripe or a Square or whatever account you want to set up and have that as an option. And the argument that goes with a lot of, I don't think it's the younger ones, it's more the, I would say, 30-plus-year-olds, but I'm losing 3%. I'm losing 3 points on the job. And I'm like, but you're gaining jobs and you're giving convenience to a client who really wants to collect 100,000 points so they can go on a first class flight away.
Exactly.
That's what you're giving them.
You want to make it as convenient as possible for your customer to pay.
So you're losing whatever it is. It's going to be $300 on $10,000, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it works out to be?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. $300 on, if it's 3%, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's nothing.
No.
You give away that on a daily basis on a job site when you start saying, well, I'll take care of that. No problem. It's free. I'll take care of that. I'll take care of that. You give that away anyway. So
you do. Exactly.
So just give the client the option of going the credit card or the e-transfer. This is perfect. I love this. I guess the next big question.
Well, I've only shown you part of it, man.
Yeah, okay. You continue going because I've got a question, but you continue going. Okay. Yeah.
So this is now that you've signed, I've personally signed the contract and sent it to you, it has now entered into the dashboard. So on this dashboard, you can always see the contract. It's always available to you and you can see I've signed it. The client hasn't signed it yet. You can always see the payment details, you know, the payment structure, when it's due. We have a chat system. So I could go into the chat here. Let's just hypothetically say I'm on the job site. I can say, hey, Manny, I am on the job site with all of the materials.
And me as a client, I'm connected to this as well.
As soon as you haven't signed it yet, you're going to have a little email saying, hey, welcome to contract app. Welcome to sign this contract. You can instantly sign it right there in the email. And then we encourage you to sign up and create a profile. As soon as you create your profile, now you're going to have access to this dashboard with me and we can manage this whole project together. Right. So I messaged you. I can't request a payment because you haven't signed the contract yet, but I'm just going to go into an active job just to show you what that would look like. So this is a job that has been signed by both parties.
Okay.
Now I can go in here. Let's just pretend I messaged you and said, hey, Manny, I'm on the job site with the materials. Now I can go and I can make a request for you to pay me for that material deposit.
That draw, that payment.
You're going to get notified on your email and in contract app, hey, Taylor messaged you and requested a payment. I can now also upload an image, take a picture of the materials on the job site, show it to you to build the credibility that the materials are indeed on the job site. You make your payment. I record the payment. Now we are 42% complete this job.
The payment's going through you or is it going?
Again, this would have been an e-transfer. So I'm manually recording the e-transfer that got sent to me.
Yeah, so the payment is strictly going through their banking institution to you. And so they're sending it through your email and that's the e-transfer part of
Correct.
It. And it'd be the same thing too if it was a credit card payment.
Exactly.
That's all. Okay.
Yep.
All right. I got it.
So now we can manually track all these payments, right? And even if you made a mistake and you paid me $46.50 instead of $56.50, Our app understands, okay, you've made $46.50 out of $56.50. There's still $1,000 remaining on that material.
So you just make another payment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can upload project files on the go. And then this live log here is really cool. This tracks everything that happens in real time. So contract was generated with a timestamp, signed with a timestamp. Everything that happens in here gets recorded in timestamp. And if anything were to happen, you can download the entire live log, give it to your paralegal and say, get me my money. Once this bar hits 100%, it works just like an Uber ride. the driver rates the customer, customer rates the driver. On my platform, you have to rate the person you just did business with if you want to start another contract. We're enforcing a genuine social ranking system. So whether you're a client, freelancer, or business, everybody's public profile, you can see how many contracts they've created, you can see their rating, and you can also see their badge number. I incorporated a badge number just like the police. So this is badge number one. This is the first profile. Second profile will be number two. Third will be number three. So eventually, once thousands and thousands of people are on here, you can see, okay, that guy's got a low badge number. He's got 100 contracts completed. He's 4.9 star rated. I feel confident. I feel confident doing business with this person.
Attention contractors and construction professionals. Do you feel like your expenses are way too high? Imagine cutting your spending by 28%. At Schooley Mitchell, they dig deep to help you save on essential expenses that could be impacting your bottom line. Their risk-free analysis allows you to concentrate on your trade while they find those savings for you. Don't let extra expenses keep you from achieving the success you deserve. Reach out today to schedule your risk-free analysis and unlock your savings. Find them at www.schooleymitchell.com/office/AEGIUGGIO/about. Or reach out to them at erica.jugio@schooleymitchell.com. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
I like that. Now, I guess what happens if the client doesn't feel that the work wasn't completed to what they wanted, and that's where the legal part of things come in, where it's like their version of interpreting what's said in the contract. Payment one is paid here, payment two is paid here.
Sure.
You have to complete this, and they say, well, you know what, one of the doors is not perfect and we want it to be. What happens in that scenario?
Well, we're not offering kind of a judge and jury service here. Maybe down the road we might have some sort of like a litigation to, you know, remove poorly rated profiles. We might get to that point, but I mean, as of right now, if I guess it comes down to the situation, if the carpenter really feels like that door needs to be adjusted and they want to do the right thing and get a good rating from that customer, they'll take care of it. If it's ridiculous and you're just dealing with, you know, one of these Karens, then maybe you just do it and you accept that bad rating. But she knows she's going to get a bad rating from you too, right? And if she keeps going around acting like a Karen, and
wait, so the contractor can rate the client,
everybody gets rated.
Everybody.
And it's genuine, because you can't rate someone unless you've started a job with them. So I can't just go on to Manny and start.
You have to have worked with the person.
That's right. You had to have signed a contract and started working
with the person. So everyone that's involved here knows that you can rate and bad rate anybody, but prepare to be bad rated
yourself. Exactly.
So now you're on an honor system. Now you're being a fair.
That's right.
I like that. That makes a lot of sense. So now, I mean, basically what you're doing is you're trying to eliminate all the potholes of people getting away with treating tradespeople a certain way, or even bad tradespeople treating clients a certain way. That's all
exactly.
You're doing.
Exactly. We've all heard stories of contractors and clients getting taken advantage of by the other party. I'm just trying to create a nice, safe ecosystem with features to protect both parties. That's it.
How have you been? Like, I mean, I love what you've created here. And obviously you've got people on board now, and now they're physically doing it. You're trying it. You've got the systems out there. Jobs are being done by this.
Yes.
And jobs are being started, worked on, completed by this.
Yep.
And what's the feedback been like?
Feedback has been great. To your point earlier, it takes a little bit of breaking down those barriers and walls from 100%. These reluctant contractors to show them that this is actually a very easy, viable solution.
I know, but Taylor, despite the fact that you preempted some of the stuff that you were going to type in here, this is a 15-20 minute process.
At the most.
At the most. And you've got a contract that's sent out to a client that you've sold your services for.
Exactly.
So it's a 15-20 minute. You can procrastinate longer than that. Yeah. And it would have been done by now. You 100%. Know what I mean?
100%.
Okay, so I'm liking all. Okay, what else you got going on?
And the feedback from the customers have been great. Like, not only are you protecting yourself and mitigating the risks to getting burnt, or whatever that you, however you want to word that, you're also bringing a really secure, formal practice to your business. So if I'm quoting a deck for somebody and I'm showing them a contract on contract app, a project management system, like all these cool features, and Carpenter Joe over there is giving them an invoice on QuickBooks,
carbon
on
paper,
a piece of
whatever.
Paper and wants a $10,000 deposit for materials, choice is pretty clear who to go with.
Yeah.
that $50 a month gets absorbed pretty quickly.
So was it difficult? Because obviously you had to get lawyers involved to start designing all the legalese, right?
Correct.
And was it difficult or was it easy for them to kind of work with you on that to try to figure all that?
It took finding the right lawyer, and I really credit Conestoga College's resources for helping me find my lawyer.
Okay.
That has really helped me with this process.
Okay.
and gained all those grants and legal work for me. So it was a bit of a, I mean, even just investigating the problem, like one of the things that we really start to do in the lab, so many entrepreneurs, they're so focused on their solution. But what you really got to investigate is the problem that you're solving. You need to talk with the industry experts that you're going to try to sell to and figure out how your product is going to sell. So I had to interview lawyers and get some insight from them on how to create contracts without kind of saying, hey, I'm creating a competitive software to you guys, right? So I've had a lot of help when people really understand what I'm trying to do, and not, you know, shy away from just creating a legal platform when I'm not a lawyer, right? Like it's
yeah, but I mean, yes and no. Like you've done that. I get that. Lawyers can make more money by not using contract app.
Right.
Right. But contractors can make a lot more money and be secured with payments with contract app.
100%.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I've always said it on the show several times, I'm not the biggest fan of lawyers. I understand construction requires lawyers. I mm-hmm. get that.
Yeah.
But I think I've always said the same breath. I've always said you want to avoid these situations. So if there's anything you can do to avoid getting into these situations where a bad client just becomes who they are mm-hmm. and they refuse to pay you, whether it's $3,000 like you mentioned earlier, other people get burned from far more and a lot more.
Yeah.
This helps you avoid all that.
Exactly.
Like 100% it does.
It does.
Because you're right. As a client, I've got my client hat on and I'm looking through this and I'm like, yeah, that's the work that they have to perform. That's the money I have to pay for that. And here's the breakdown on costs. So when they perform that, I pay them and then we're all happy. The objective is that I've hired somebody to do something that's going to achieve, like I want my scope completed. They want to complete the scope. So both parties want the same thing.
Exactly.
But they want the safest, smoothest ride possible.
Right.
Right. We understand that emotions get involved, but this has emotion, but it doesn't get involved in the emotions.
That's right.
That's what I like about it.
Thank you, Manny.
What else you had in there? Like,
I'd love to share some upcoming features that we're working on that I think you might be pretty excited about.
Yeah, for sure. Dude.
So one of them obviously is capturing other types of communication, right? Not everybody's going to want to log into the app and use the chat system, right? I get that it can be a bit of a pain in the butt. So integrating with text messaging, integrating with email. So if you happen to email your client, we want to capture that and put that into the live log, timestamp that email and that discussion. Audible transcribing tool. What does that mean? I want to be able to go on a job site with you and discuss a project with your consent, put my phone on speaker, conversation recorded, not only recorded, but transcribed into text, into the chat. So now when you say, hey, Taylor, can we add, you know, another 100-foot of crown molding into the guest bedroom? I can say, no problem. Let's add that as a change order. That's captured. Make the change order. Add it to the milestone payments. Sign it off. We're good to go.
Can you do it? Will it be able to distinguish between different people? Because in those meetings, you'll have the client.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have a significant other.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have the resident HDTV expert.
Yep.
And then you'll have the designer, possibly architect. Possibly engineer, and then you. So, I mean, the idea is to record this conversation, but everybody that's involved in this conversation is privy to that. Listen, it's being recorded, guys.
Yep.
We don't want any, again, you're getting the emotions out of the situation.
Exactly.
And this is valuable stuff because how many times have we had these conversations where, well, we never said that.
Yeah.
We never agreed to that.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
It's the start of the downfall of what happened. And then it's the start of taking advantage of the trades. But I see it more taking advantage of the trades people
huge.
Than the clients being taken advantage by trades
huge.
People.
And again, if you're operating off of just an estimate and it's $20,000 and your client's asking you to do these little things that they know you're going to do because you got a $20,000 check hanging over them, that upsets me. And that infuriated me for too long. Again, just more fuel to this creation. But I think the Audible transcribing tool is just going to be a wonderful feature to get rid of those miscommunications.
When are you launching that? Is that next year kind of
thing?
That's
next year kind of thing. Next year, yeah. Hoping to have that ready for summer 2025.
Man, I like that one a lot. Okay.
Another one we're going to add is an escrow account. Pretty straightforward. If I want that $10,000 deposit for materials, put that in escrow. I know that those funds are there. I now feel confident putting that 10K on my credit card, bring it to the job site, withdraw the safe transfer of funds.
I did a show long, long time ago
mm-hmm.
with a gentleman that I met at a trade show, and he developed Renault Shield. The show's still up. It's like in the earlier shows. I think it was like show number 20 or 30 or something like that.
Cool.
And it was tied to one of the banking institutions here. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what it was. And I thought it was a great idea because now you've got a third party that's taking care of the funds, and then you're putting funds in, you're doing work, you're receiving funds.
Right.
And they kiboshed it. They just canceled it.
Really? Wonder why.
Well, RBC is the banking institution, and they had a bunch of ventures that they were working on that were kind of home-related.
Mm.
That was the one that was associated with construction. They had, like, a garbage app. And
that's all through RBCX?
RBCX Ventures, yeah, that whole thing. Yeah. So I think that when the economy started to turn, I guess when all the banking executives weren't making their 6- and 7-figure bonuses and shit like that,
right.
they started downsizing a lot of these things because I was invited to their think tank.
Yeah.
And then, I think it's down at Young and Lakeshore or something like that.
Okay.
And I walked onto a floor where it was just like millennials everywhere just coming up with ideas.
Yeah.
And it was cubicles of ideas. And I thought, this is brilliant. They guys, and a lot of them were home-related ideas. And unfortunately, they just got rid of most of them.
What a shame.
I was just like shaking my head because now you're mentioning this escrow. And I'm like, that has value there, in my opinion. It totally does.
Yeah.
100%. It gives more security to the client and vice versa. It gives security to the tradesperson that's doing the work.
Exactly. Exactly.
That makes sense. I even said to him when he left, because it wasn't his property. He developed it there. Became right. a Facebook Harvard bullshit thing, right?
Of course.
But he was basically working for RBC. So then he developed that idea at RBC. So it becomes RBC's problem, right? Their ownership. And so then he couldn't take it and try someplace else. But I said, well, yeah, but that's not stopping anybody else from going to a different bank and doing it, right?
Yeah.
So with the escrow, though, you definitely need to have a banking institution or
absolutely.
Something.
That's
right?
like the last feature that we're going to try and work on. That's the mountain.
But then basically now you start covering all the bases on a bunch of stuff, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, integrating with QuickBooks, house, you know, what's it called? Service Master Pro, all these different CRMs that a lot of our, you know, service industries are using, being able to integrate with those platforms where they already have their data is a big selling feature to some of these, you know, younger hip business owners that are already emerging with tech, right? A directory, of course, you know, having a directory where you can start researching businesses. Maybe you can go on there as a client and say, hey, I'm looking for someone to paint my house, need someone with a 100-kilometer radius, 4-star rating or higher.
Yep.
And then all those individuals could bid on the job.
And that's exactly what's eventually going to happen. And you're going to have, and it's the same thing with me. I've got a library of tradespeople that people reach out.
Right.
Can you recommend somebody? I'm like, just go to the directory of everybody that's been there, right? Yeah. I kind of vouch for 99.9% of all of them.
Yeah.
That's valuable as well, too. I'm impressed.
Thank you, Manny.
Yeah, no, this is very cool.
Thank you so much.
And this all came because you got screwed over for $3,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is great. Listen, and you know the stories. That's pennies, man.
Yeah.
It could have been far worse, right?
It could have been a lot worse.
That's the shit thing, right?
Yeah.
What's the feedback like coming from clients?
It's fantastic.
They see the value.
They see the value. I mean, two of these testimonials on the homepage here are from customers that I personally worked for, and they're in love with it. They don't want to hire another contractor without the protection from Contract App.
So, I mean, like $50 a month?
$50 a month. That's kind of our entry soft launch price. We're going to, you know, get a couple hundred users on board for that price. It will slightly go up, but I want it to be affordable. I want it to be affordable for the freelancer that's still working full time, doing stuff on the side.
It's $600.
It's I just wanted
for everything that you just showed us.
Everything that I just showed you, unlimited for $50 right now.
And most people probably already have versions of everything that you need there, so they can cut and paste and put it in there, and then AI it
exactly
to tweak it to make it sound more professional.
You got it.
So it's still $600.
Yeah.
Until you start growing more, and then obviously the price goes up.
Yeah, the more features
because
we integrate.
You need more people handling everything, 100%, right?
100%.
I'm assuming you don't have a monster of a team right now.
I've got a very small team of developers down in Florianopolis, Brazil. They're fantastic, Mateus and Igor. And then I just have myself, a couple other part-time sales rep, and a social media kind of branding ambassador. That's kind of our tight crew right now.
And then you're also saying that it can do estimates, but basically the contract that you created is an estimate.
You can basically just create a contract, send it to your client. As soon as they sign it, it becomes binding. That can be your estimate. But again, we've added an estimate feature, and very shortly, you can start just converting the estimate into a contract. So you can send an estimate to a client. They can confirm it. Once you get that confirmation, okay, customer's agreeing, we can start adding clauses, add the payment schedule for them to finally sign off on it.
Attention homeowners and businesses. Are you looking for top-notch electrical contracting services you can trust? Consider the expert tradesperson behind Effect Electric LTD. They take pride in delivering quality, service, and professional installation on time and on budget. From Kohler generators to main service upgrades or network data installation, they do it all. With years of experience and a commitment to excellence, Carlo and his team at Effect Electric LTD are your go-to professionals for all your electrical and generator needs. Effect Electric LTD is an authorized Kohler home energy generator dealer. Kohler has air-cooled 26 RCA units, the quietest, the most powerful, and exceptionally durable generator with 109 amps max power on liquid propane. Custom color options, camouflage options, and every generator Kohler makes is built to last and is equipped with a commercial-grade engine. Call Effect Electric LTD today at 416-508-7725 or visit them at effectelectricltd.kohlergeneratordealer.com. Let's build something great together. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
Okay, so then I'll ask you, how do you see yourself 10 years from now? Because that started, you know, less than two years ago.
That's a great question. I would love for this to take off, of course.
I could see this taking off, dude. I could totally see it.
I think so too, Manny. I want this to take off. I want to internationalize. I want this to be used in the States. I want this used in Europe. I want this used in South America. I'd love doing these kind of things, talking about this business, showing it to people that appreciate the value in it. I would love to continue to be the face of it. But I mean, 10 years from now, if I'm super successful, I'd love to be maybe just a part owner, maybe do a full sell, a full buyout, and just get into philanthropy or something to give back.
Yeah, and I'll just be honest, because you reached out to me. Mm-hmm. I didn't really dive into it and study it. Mm-hmm. I gave you my spiel and how things kind of work at the show here. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? And then you touched base again with me. And then we talked on the phone. And I just said, you know what, Taylor, come on the show.
Yeah.
Here, pick some dates. And I gave you some dates and you chose today. And so I just want people to understand that, like, I totally endorse. I'm just saying that because I like being surprised. I like being surprised of new ideas for construction. And I'll react honestly when I see something that I think has value for the industry. And totally, this has value for the industry.
Thank you, Manny. I really 100%. Appreciate that.
No, it does, right? So anybody, I already know a few people that they're constantly talking to me on the show that are going to reach out going, is this bullshit, Manny? What's going on here? I go, dude, it's exactly how you heard it on the show. Fantastic. That's exactly how it is. And I think for $600 to try it out.
It's pennies.
That's what I think it is, yeah. Man. So I'm impressed, dude.
Thank you, Manny.
What else you want to, we got time. We could talk about anything else you want to talk about.
I can talk precision molding, but I think I really got to dive into what I'm doing here at Conestoga because I'm super passionate. Oh, fuck,
I would love to talk about
that. I'm super passionate about this.
So. I'm excited. I've been trying to get, like, I've had students from Conestoga here.
Have you?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to get a couple of teachers. We did a couple of roundtables with woodworking.
Oh, cool.
We had two teachers on the show, and then we had their students that are now working. And I had a blast there, but they're... Like, it was unfortunate. This morning I got this email from this gentleman who reached out to me, and he's a crane op.
Okay.
And super nice guy, Colin. And he was like, Manny, I want to come on the show. I'm an ex-military service guy. I'm a crane op. I'm with a big company. You ever had a crane op on the show? And I was like, no, Colin, dude, I'd love to come out. And we went through back and forth a few emails, and it got to the point where I knew exactly where it was going to go. And I get this last email from him saying, listen, powers that be don't want me on the show, and I'm like, dude, I was expecting this.
Yeah.
And I get it. And I even said, listen, we don't have to mention your company that you work for. We don't have to mention anything. And he's a super smart guy. He really cares about the industry. He had an Instagram account that grew quite a bit of his videos in his cab while he's doing his work.
Oh, cool.
Nothing illegal that he was doing, right? But he was just showing a perspective that we don't see too often in construction.
Right.
And that's why I've been hungry to get a crane op on the show.
Yeah.
And so they pumped the brakes. They just said, no, we don't want you on the show. Right. Cause I don't know what they're afraid of, but they're afraid of something. So then whenever I start seeing new things like this, and then I'd love to get more people from Conestoga on the show. I want to talk. I'd love to get the kids. I've been trying to tinker around an idea about getting a bunch of kids on the show asking senior tradespeople.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah. But the problem is the kids are scared shitless to be on the show.
Yeah.
They're nervous about being on the mic and then asking them a question and then giving you a direct answer to it. And I get it because even though I've said to them several times, there is no such thing like a stupid question.
Yeah.
But I want to give them an opportunity to pick somebody's brain. Because guess what? Like yourself, I never had that when I was growing up in construction years, right? Yep. I never had an opportunity to go speak to the elders and go, listen, I'm in this situation. How do I take care of this?
Yeah.
What are the ABCs regarding that?
Yeah.
And so we're just trying to do that. And that's what you've done also with your work that you're doing. So like dive into this.
Please, yeah. I would love let me dive into this. So we have, this is the homepage to the Conestoga Venture Lab. So the Venture Lab is the business incubator for any kind of business. These are some of the Venture Lab coaches here. Uche Onora was actually my personal venture coach for when I launched Contract App.
Okay.
He helped me get it off the ground. So there's a lot of information about our Venture Lab here. We have personalized roadmaps, coaching, curated mentorship.
Can you scroll back? Did I see Noki Farms?
Yes, you did. Yeah, Noki Farms was a part of the Venture Lab.
Interesting.
Yep.
This is all, anybody who doesn't know, grass-fed beef and poultry and
amazing. Pork.
Yeah, everything. Yep. Yeah. Locally.
Yep.
Locally. Yeah.
Yep. 100%. Let me just dive into the programs that we have to offer. So the Venture Lab is a bit of an umbrella. So there's a lot of different programs within the Venture Lab. So within the Venture Lab is the core Venture Lab. Again, a business incubator for any idea, whether you're starting a bakery, starting a farm, starting a tech company, any business is welcome to join the Venture Lab.
Okay.
Okay. And that's free 16-week coaching. But you do need to have a student number. So the Venture Lab is meant for alumni. Now, I don't know if I should be saying this, but you could start a small course at Conestoga, get your business number, and then apply.
Yeah, but if you've gone to school before, does that number
as ever long disappear? As you have, yeah, exactly. No, it does not expire. So as long That's as you've been to school, you're alumni, you could be 100 years old, Conestoga grad, you can get into Venture Lab. So that's just what differentiates the core Venture Lab from Skilled Trades Venture Lab. My Skilled Trades is for anybody. We'll take anybody. Venture Lab, they want you to have a student
okay.
number.
Okay.
The gig lab is specifically meant for individuals that are starting freelancing careers. So they'll help coach individuals that are getting into videography, marketing, social media content, creating web development, any type of freelancing career. They'll help you hone your skills. And then you'll also be added to the Conestoga Gig Marketplace. So that's a marketplace where all of these successful freelancers are, just like you mentioned before, are cataloged for other people to use their services. Within the program I coach at the Skilled Trades Venture Lab, if you get into that lab, you automatically get $1,000 stipend to use on Conestoga Gig Lab. So some of the guys that I've coached in the past have used their $1,000 grant towards getting some apparel with their business on it, getting a website developed. We have a one-page website development plan from one of our freelancers on the Gig Lab Marketplace. Lots of cool different ways to spend your $1,000 grant there. We have the Sales Lab. Sales Lab is a incubator meant for individuals that are starting careers in sales. These are all 16-week terms, and you can do up to a year. So you could do back-to-back terms.
What is it, once a week, or is it?
So the way I coach my individuals, we meet up twice a week online. So I usually meet up with my guys first thing Monday morning. We operate on a software called Trello. I'll make a to-do list, a doing list, and a done list. And depending on what their goals are for the term, I'll curate a to-do list for them that week. They'll start working on it. I can see when they're moving it into their working list and their done list. I give them feedback. Nothing gets evaluated or graded. So you're not getting like a certification at the end of this. The only KPI I get measured on is how successful these entrepreneurs are that I'm coaching. The whole goal is to create successful entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right. So we are looking for individuals that are ready to start their business. They've started their business and they can dedicate 5 hours of time a week to us. Meet up with us twice a week and do about 3 or 4 hours of work to better themselves and better their business.
I had no idea that this was all available.
I had no idea either.
Wow.
And it is fantastic. The first guys that I coached were close friends of mine, actually. They were starting a company called 12 Gauge Coatings, and they're basically spraying spraying a ceramic coating that is an alternative to oil spraying your car.
Okay.
So they're spraying underbodies, they're spraying actual body work. You can even spray like leather and hardwoods and ceramics and protect from UV, scratch, corrosion, that kind of thing. I helped coach these guys, and we actually both ended up going into this pitch competition that Conestoga hosts every year. They won $5,000. I won $2,000. And it's just been a huge launching pad for them. They're getting tons of sales. Very successful startup.
Canadian-made product, or...?
It is made by a company called Fine Lab, and I'm not 100% sure
on that. Okay, I'm just curious. All right, cool. And then that's yours, Venture Lab.
Venture Lab for skilled trades. That's me right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, tons of opportunities. If you're an aspiring entrepreneur, there is a program here that will help you be successful as long as you got the guts and the drive to work for it.
So I know a lot of guys that... on the mechanical side of things that are all trying to come up with education, you know, ideas to try to educate, not talking about the beginnings of the trade. I'm talking about people that have already figured out that they've gone through the OEAP, they've gone through the skills, they've gone through all those programs, but now they want to still better themselves and learn more. And now more senior mechanical trades are looking to create classrooms, and they want to educate these people because they know that they teach them this stuff, they can bill them out now for hire and make more money off of these kids, but they also are learning more skills so they can get more work on themselves, right? These, I'm sure they're applicable. Like, they can approach these to go, well, there's coaching here, there's opportunity here, you can figure out networking as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And now you can build it from there.
And the networking thing is I'm glad you brought that up, because we actively try to encourage, like, although a lot of this is done online, we still do have a lot of in-person networking events. Like, we'll try and have like three or four situations throughout the 16-week cohort where we get all of the students together, all of the coaches together. We all sit in a circle. We throw our 60-second elevator pitches out there. Yeah. And then we'll kind of network together. Like, say, okay, I was actually interested in what this individual had to say. Let's see if we can do business together. And then we'll do a 60-second elevator pitch about 5 weeks in, so that we all practice our elevator pitch. We get some constructive criticism from the other coaches so that we can improve ourselves. And then one of the final in-person sessions we do is a 5-minute pitch deck. I mean, how many skilled trades business owners do you know have a 5-minute pitch deck with a slideshow prepared if they need to present their business? They don't,
and all of them should.
They should.
I know.
But they don't.
They have a lot more value than they give themselves credit for.
100%. Like I said, I had a skilled trades business compete against all the other businesses in the Venture Lab, the tech, all these companies, even myself, they beat me. They won $5,000. There's so many cool opportunities. And there's another $20,000 pitch competition that myself engaged the spray guy that we're going to be competing in as well. Just showing up, doing the work, and seeing all these opportunities that fall into your lap, it's incredible to see.
It's amazing, actually. It's very much amazing. Are they going to increase the grants, or are they, you don't know it?
I don't know. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
I'm very fortunate that I can sell that and say, hey, you want to get a free program and we'll give you $1,000? Like, it's a no brainer. I feel like I would have been light years ahead of where I am now if I had this at 23.
But are you still on the tools with precision?
Somehow I still am. Yeah.
But I mean, between you know, instructing, educating here on the Venture Lab, and then also handling Contract App, and you're still fitting in on the tools as well, huh?
I am.
But eventually one's going to have to go, or if two are going to have to go.
Yeah. So my plan for 2025 is to be off the tools by the end of the year. I'm hiring two carpenters that are hopefully going to be replacing me. I still have my part-time carpenter who's absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, hopefully I can get this crew of three going that could just be operating like a well-oiled machine. And just
take over the precision.
Exactly. I mean, the tough thing is, like, I'm not trying to like toot my horn or anything, but almost all the jobs I do are really high end. So
good.
There's not a whole lot of room for forgiveness. So you like, I have one part-time guy that I'm showing him the ropes, but I can't have more than one person that I'm teaching. Like, I need people that know what they're doing. They know how to cope 5 inches of wainscoting into a open stone heritage wall. They can throw up 8-inch crown. They can hang a $2,000 arch top oak door, machine it properly with like
all stuff that you got
to
teach.
It's tough. Yeah. It's tough. It's tough to find those guys, but they're out there. You just gotta post, and you just gotta actively look for them, and don't be scared to say no to the first guy that comes your way. Like, just put the tool belt on for that week and just invest your time in hiring that right person.
But what I love about, I mean, there's three worlds that you're tackling here, right? And what I love is that most tradespeople only tackle one world, which is their skill trade, right? But there's an opportunity to educate that skill trade to the next generation. And then also there's an opportunity to come up with new ways of using those skills for the next generation.
Absolutely.
So you're basically diving into all three right now.
Yeah.
And but it was all done by accident and design.
A bit, yeah. Right? Honestly. And it's so fucking, it's rewarding. No,
you can totally swear.
It's very rewarding.
Yeah.
It's very rewarding, Manny.
Well, I can imagine, man. Like, I'm just excited for you. Like, this is just, because I'm sure that you network on the Venture Lab and all of a sudden it sparks something else on Contract App, which probably does the reverse too. You could be working on something on Contract App and it sparks on Venture Lab.
Exactly.
And then I guarantee you that you could be on site talking to a client and having a conversation that you haven't had. And you're like, I didn't really think about that scenario. And now you start applying it to something else, which is Contract App.
Sometimes when I meet somebody, it's like, okay, do I tell them about my carpentry business? Do I tell them about
the thing? So you got three heads going on, yeah, right? Exactly. And you're speaking to each other, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's the purpose, and none of that would happen if you didn't start thinking about new ways of making the industry better. And that's how it all came from, right? So, yeah. And it's unfortunate that the older gen doesn't see this, because I think a lot of them love staying in construction, but they want to early on, maybe halfway through their career, get into the management side of the construction, and then let the younger generation do all the heavy lifting, as it should be.
Yep.
But then now you need to streamline all the process. So all of a sudden you got a well-oiled machine, and let that kid, and then that kid will figure out better ways of making that machine run better.
Exactly.
It's That's a win-win. What you want. That's as simple as that.
Yep.
Hey, homeowners and businesses, are you looking for top-notch tile and stone services you can trust and count on? Consider the expert tradesperson behind the Tile Guy GTA, Omid himself. He takes pride in delivering quality service and professional installation on time and on budget. From mosaics to large slabs to custom niches and miters, the Tile Guy GTA has you covered. With years of experience and a commitment to excellence, Omid and the team at the Tile Guy GTA are your go-to professionals for all your tile and stone needs. From full waterproofing solutions of every possible product to the finish, grouting details, even a hint of design recommendations when the client needs to hear the truth. Call the Tile Guy GTA today, 647-716-5062, or email them at thetileguy.gta@gmail.com. This message is proudly supported by The Construction Life.
To touch on opportunities and things that have fallen in my lap and just pure coincidence. So April of this year, I'm coaching, doing my thing, get a call from my boss saying, hey, you want to go to Brazil?
Of course
I do. What's the hook here? Well, Conestoga is introducing this program. We're basically using a program called MyTax that's going to basically fund five entrepreneurs in the Venture Lab to go down to Brazil for 7 days and speak at this tech event and basically pitch your business. And where is it happening? Florianapolis, Brazil, where both of my developers live. So I got a paid trip. They paid for my flights, hotel, food, whole nine yards to go down to Brazil. I went from pitching my business on my phone, making sure I said everything proper, to just pitching in front of an audience of thousands of tech entrepreneurs, just like we're having a conversation right now.
Wow.
Met my developers.
Up until then, you were only speaking electronically?
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
I got to meet with them. We went fishing out on the ocean. It was amazing.
That's amazing.
Fantastic,
man. Yeah. And there's a lot of people down there that are interested in developing.
So there's, I mean, you think informal agreements are happening here. Down there, it's insane. And trying to find a quality carpenter, it's tough.
Well, it's a different world,
it
right?
It is a different world down there.
I haven't been there. I want to go there and check it out. But people still need to understand that there is still a third world country, right?
It is.
Right?
It's
a beautiful country, but it's still certain things that are going on.
Where I was in Florianapolis, the innovation and the tenacity of these individuals that want to make a name for themselves. Like, we had a crew following us, like videoing us, making sure that our whole experience was captured. First night I'm sitting in my hotel, I get a message on my WhatsApp. The guy already edited the video and had a full video of our whole experience of the whole day. It's like, I just saw you 2 hours ago. You already went home and edited this whole thing. Like, they are hardworking. That's and they want to make, they want to make their mark.
Do
and
you speak Portuguese?
I do now.
Okay.
All right. No, I don't, but we were encouraged to speak as much as we could, and having the Google Translator.
Because I'm assuming majority of them don't speak English.
Some of them do. Like,
okay.
It depends. Like, the more educated people have that have been taught English their whole life, right? Like, yeah, my developers speak pretty fluent English. Right. But yeah, I was forced to speak Portuguese a little bit here and there, which was fun.
How did you find them again? Through the...
My coach Uche, when we were looking for a developer, he suggested that I go online to something called a hackathon. So hackathons, they happen in person and they happen online. Mine was online on Discord, and it was basically just a big global event where founders that are looking for devs and devs that are looking for founders connect and meet with each other. And Mateus, I know that they, you know, typically people say don't go with the first person you interview. I was instantly drawn to Mateus. I felt like I could trust him. He had that tenacious, hardworking attitude. I think he's 22. He's still in college down there. Started up his own developing company and was actively looking for a new exciting business to work with.
Did he know much about construction?
No, not a whole lot about construction. Okay, yeah. No. But
you're still creating a product.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's where you're there to guide him.
Exactly.
On those little missing points, right?
So yeah, we just started from literally just building a blueprint of how we think it should look, how we think it should function, made a very basic MVP, took it to, you know, have some individuals within my construction network test it, give us feedback, and away we went.
That's very cool, man.
Thank you.
It's very, very cool.
Thank you, Manny.
So now what are you planning on for the next, I guess right now you're just looking at launching the new ideas for 2025, testing those ideas out,
yep,
getting more and more people trying it out,
yep,
working with it, using it,
yep,
and then benefiting their business. That's basically it.
Yeah, exactly. Figuring out what other industries are in need of it. You know, I obviously made it so that any service industry can use it, but it's like, you know, which ones are really needing it? Is it the roofers? Is it the web devs? I know landscapers.
Landscapers.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of service-based, mm-hmm, snow, plow, lawn, yep, maintenance, stuff like that. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. But I think individual trades that are working for themselves, small businesses,
yep,
and they've got one or two employees kind of idea. You're talking the plumbers, electricians, the HVAC crews. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get all that stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They probably have done a lot of this, but on a grander scale.
Mm-hmm.
And cost them a lot more money to do it as well.
Absolutely.
But as a young person getting started and you got a business and you want to start rolling with the rest of the people, you start using this, then you start playing in their sandbox, right?
100%. And you're giving yourself a leg up on, honestly, most people that are using these traditional methods that are getting them in trouble, right?
Now, I guess the question becomes, if it ever has to get legal, like, have you guys addressed that? You haven't addressed it yet. But have you prepared for that?
In the sense of two parties going to court against each other, or somebody coming after me?
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, the text and the thread and the date stamp, it's like you're already preparing for court.
Exactly.
Without having to go to court.
That's kind of how I designed it. I designed it so that you shouldn't have to have a dispute. But if a dispute does occur, everything is chronologically here for both of you.
You insist on a mediation at that point.
Right.
Because then you already have all the facts.
Everything's there.
But then again, the client, if they've signed in, they also have their facts.
Right.
Now it's just two responsible individuals reviewing both sides going, well, here's the solution.
It should be pretty crystal clear, right?
It should be, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, eventually I'm assuming that it might come up that way, but then the purpose of contract app will come up now.
Right.
And here you go.
Yep.
So now we don't have to tie up court costs. And as much as I love lawyers, you don't have to pay all this money to lawyers.
Yeah, exactly.
You just basically have to resolve the situation. That's all you have to do.
I did a very brief demo explanation to the judge that I was dealing with when I won my case, and she loved it. She said,
"Really?"
I asked her, I'm like, "How many cases do you think would have been avoided that you see if they were just using something like this?" Said at least 70% of them, they wouldn't even have been in here because they would have had everything safeguarded and documented.
It would have been done. It would have been a negotiation to resolve it. Right. That's all it is.
Right.
And there's clients out there that are looking for that.
Yeah.
They don't want to pay the final $10,000 bill. They want to pay a $7,000 bill.
Yes.
And I've said it, take the seven, walk away, be happy.
Yes.
If that's what they're looking for, or you can spend the years and work on litigation and go through that whole thing. But if you've got this and you've got this text communication, and now future ideas of audio transcribes and all this other stuff, there's no argument. Like, there's no argument at all.
Yeah.
It's literally just like, it's pretty clean cut at that point.
Yeah. I like to think so.
Well, I wish you the best with it, man. Seriously.
Thank you so much, Manny.
I do. I don't have any other questions because you've answered everything. It's pretty straightforward. I'm not in construction anymore, man. So it's just like, this would have been a gone set for me, man.
Yeah.
100% it would have been, right? This would have been like, okay, here's the document. You don't want to pay. Here's the document.
Yeah.
Deal with it as shit at that point, right? So that's the unfortunate thing.
Well, thank you, Manny. I really appreciate your seal of approval, my friend.
No, I'm just being honest. I like being honest about it, right? So it's just like, this is the first time you're pitching it to me, and I'm just being honest about it. Simple as that, right? So
thank you, brother.
Well, you could talk a little bit about precision molding if you want.
Sure, I'd be happy to talk about precision molding. Yeah.
Kids that you hired there, how'd you find them?
So one of them actually was a laborer for a builder that I was working for. And okay. He slowed down a little bit, as some builders have lately. They're just kind of sitting on their land and waiting for the right time to start building again. So yeah. His laborer got a little slow. He was keeping him busy, but I started ramping up last summer. And I'm like, hey, are you still using Nick, and can I still use him part-time? So Nick is splitting his time, working part-time for me kind of Monday to Wednesday, and then Thursday to Friday for Dan.
Okay.
Which is great. Super tenacious young individual. He's constantly learning every day.
Where did he get his skills from?
He developed his skills, honestly, working with Dan. So I mean, okay. Dan was a pretty hands-on builder. He'd still do some of the framing and some of the actual work himself too. Here's my website here, Precision Molding. So we really pride ourselves in doing that higher end finished carpentry work. Like I love doing wainscoting and feature walls. Like they're my favorite.
I'd love to see more of it in homes nowadays. But
me too. I don't know.
That's not the case.
People just seem to be shying away from the crown molding.
Reveals and drywall returns and yada 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 yada.
Exactly.
in my opinion.
What's
the door there? What's going on?
So this. Let me see if I can pull this.
I like shit like that.
So this is an oak curved arch top door that we just finished off. Let me click on this here. These are some doors that we installed at a boutique hotel room in Allura.
Did you make the doors too?
I did not make the doors. These doors were made from a company called Homestead. Nice. I did the installation on them though, but they turned out absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a project done downtown Allura, 43 Mill Street. It was an old cinema. The cinema is still operating, but they had some floors up above the cinema that they renovated into these hotel rooms, and they're just absolutely stunning.
Where's this?
Downtown Allura.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, my Google Drive is not.
No, it's fine. No, I caught you off guard here.
But no problem. Into it. So yeah, this is just the hallway. We did all the wainscoting down the hallway here. It's a bit of a blurry video. Sorry, guys.
No, it's fine.
They had a lot of this open heritage stone that we had to cope into, which was a challenge. But I mean, you can see it looked absolutely dynamite.
Is that the beadboard wainscoting there? Is that like on the shelf at Home Depot? Where is it? You could buy the 4x panel.
These actually came in like 6-inch rips.
No, I figured as much, right? I know, but they always copy that and make it a consumer. I love that look. And then you're scribing it right
into the stone, and it just looked absolutely dynamite.
That's awesome.
Oh, I got rid of my drive here. But yeah, lots of cool high-end work going on downtown Allura. So just to touch back on that that custom home builder I'm working for. So shout out to Centrix Building Group. They've been giving me tons of really high-end work locally. They have a couple that's investing $80 million into Allura. So they're
just from there. They just love.
She's originally from there.
Okay.
And she's come back, and her husband are just renovating and making this town look absolutely beautiful. If you go downtown Allura during like the fall time, it is beautifully decorated. If you go down there now during Christmas time, a local company called Gladiator Pro Wash, another young aspiring entrepreneur, he got a contract to put all these beautiful Christmas lights around all these buildings that this couple has bought. So everything they're buying, they're renovating, and they're renovating beautifully. And I'm fortunate enough to be the finished carpenter subbed through Centrix Building Group that has the pleasure of installing all these doors.
How did she find you?
So she found Centrix, and Centrix I've been working with Centrix for about 5 years now.
Wow. Good for them for doing that.
Yeah. And the work that they're doing is just stunning. Like those arch oak top doors, the wainscoting, like that's all just going into just some hotel rooms in downtown Allura. It's beautiful.
Which is nice because I like those little pockets, and we need to restore those little pockets.
Keep them original and beautiful.
Yeah. Stay true to them, right? It's not about just staying true to the heritage, but stay true to what that building was all about.
Exactly.
But you're still modernizing it. You're bringing it up to point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the coffers.
Yeah, love doing these. These are my all favorite wood? Things. Yeah, wood, MDF, like all these three right here were literally all just sheets of MDF. I ripped them down, built them, strapped the seal in, threw them up.
Here's a question for you, Taylor.
Sure.
I shared a post of another trim carpenter, Brazilian actually.
Finally, oh, yeah?
And he terminated the base at the start of the stringer.
Okay.
So then I also done a show with John LeBlanc, who's out in Kingsway area. And he just sent me a message and he was just saying, that's not the traditional way to do it. And I get it because you've got the young person in Canada now and they do it this way. And I see there's a difference between the young Finnish carpenters doing certain things that are not traditional. They go against the traditional.
Yes.
And we all know like the right answer is really that base should have continued over the stringer and made the stringer heavier.
Right.
That's the proper way to do it. But I find it's just funny. Then John reminded me of that. He was like, yeah, there's the old school way of doing it, which is the correct way.
Yeah.
And then there's a new interpretation, I guess.
And I think it all just comes down to cost, really. I mean, the price margins for a lot of these builders, I mean, there's difference. There's custom, which are willing to pay for that look how it should be. But then there's, you know, new builds that are like, get it done as quickly as possible. And
they're right here. We don't have to bother fighting.
Yeah. And don't even throw a return on it. Cut it straight and throw some shoe mold on that stringer and let's get the hell out of here. And
those are the sad ones.
Those are the sad ones that I can't work on anymore. I mean, if I got to, trust me, I will get in the trenches and do it. But I feel like those days are behind me.
But I know those days are behind you, but your younger generation is trying to figure it out as well, too.
They are.
And then in the same respect, you get a lot of the younger Finnish carpenter guys and girls that they just want to song and dance to trim sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I've always said it. There was a purpose behind wainscoting.
Yes.
Okay. There's a purpose behind chair rail.
Yes.
There was a purpose behind plate rail. Mm-hmm. There's a purpose behind coffer. There's purpose behind all these. It's not just about beautiful looking woodworking.
Right.
There was purpose behind all this stuff. So now if you start messing with the purpose to create a new design, it might look a little off.
100%.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. So it's like when you're designing something or working with a client, at least understand the historical point of view and now give yourself the new perspective.
Right.
And put the two together.
Right.
And you'll come up with something.
You come up with something very cool.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Right. So, because I think that a lot of the kids are just think, let's just do it this. It's cooler looking. It's different. It's newer. And I've got the tools to do it. And I'm like, having the tools to do it and having the history to do it are two different things.
Yeah. 100%.
That's all.
When you guys tune in, whenever your fans tune in, I'd like them to see that tomorrow, actually, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah,
well, let's get totally, the Instagram totally for now. All of that work from that Mill Street project should have been up today, and it's going up tomorrow.
Oh, so no, so you check it out, right?
I'll save that for next time.
But that's on Instagram, so you'll find them at precision_molding.
Precision_molding, yeah. And you'll see all those beautiful Laura jobs on there posted soon.
Taylor. Honestly, that's amazing. Thanks so much for reaching out and pestering me, man. Like, you weren't pestering me, by the way.
I know.
You weren't.
I had a feeling that you'd want to do this podcast.
No, you know, I just be honest, like, here's for the fucking American listeners. I got nothing against the American listeners, except for the fact that they think that we build less inferior to them, which I disagree, guys. I'm sorry to say, I think we do good work up here. I think you guys do good work down there, but I think there's good work around the whole fucking world.
Absolutely.
The construction epicenter is not in the USA. I'm sorry to say that. I've said it several times and it's not. So it's like, I get approached a lot. And sometimes I'll do a quick read and sometimes I get lost, right? I just get it. And I didn't dismiss you right away. I just started reading it and then I left it. And then you contacted me again and I said, you know what? There's something here. I know there's something here. And I go off vibe.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm glad. I'm so glad that I did.
Me too.
Because I got to finally meet you and I totally fucking believe in what you're doing, right? From all three things that you're doing. I totally support it. So that's the reason why. But other than that, people in the US can keep on trying to reach out to me, but it's going to be hard to get knocking on the door. So I want to do the 12 questions with you.
Okay.
Just as we wrap up now. But I want to let everybody know, you can reach them out online, www.contractapp.ca, and then also www.precisionmolding.ca, and then also the Venture Lab. And I encourage everybody to check out everything that Conestoga is offering there. And then also on IG, again, contractapp.ca, or sorry, contractapp.
Yep, contractapp.ca on IG.
Yeah, on IG, and then precision_molding on IG, and then Conestoga, everybody knows that one. What's your favorite construction word or phrase?
Good question. Scribe it.
Yeah, that would be it.
And scribe it, make it look good.
Least favorite tool.
Ooh, least favorite tool. I would have to say it used to be the hand plane. I used to hate the hand plane. When I was taught how to do trim, I was taught not to go back to the saw. If you need to make a miter look good, get your hand plane out and shave off what needs to come off to make that miter look good. And I resented it because I knew that the saw was so much more quicker. But if I went over to the saw, I'm interrupting the guy that's cutting the trim for the entire house. So I used to hate the hand plane. Now I love it because now I've mastered it.
It makes sense. It totally makes sense. Yeah. I like that one. What do you miss from your childhood?
What do I miss from my childhood? Just running around and playing. Yeah, honestly.
We don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Having an imagination and playing with my friends.
What construction sound do you love?
Ooh, what construction sound do I love? I have a video on my Instagram of a piece of baseboard just like sliding in and snapping into a cabinet, and there's just not even a hairline. That pop, that's music to my ears, man.
Perfect. Favorite beverage?
Favorite beverage? Ooh, Rain Energy, because that gets me going when I'm cutting trim.
What is it?
Rain energy drink. I am not a coffee drinker, okay. And I'm a horrible person for drinking energy drinks, yeah. But I drink...
I've never heard of Rain.
Hofthor Bjornsson, you know, the strong man from Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah.
It's his brand.
Oh, it's his brand.
Yeah. Rainbow Sherbert? Yeah, that's my jam.
I think all these celebrities are making more money off of beverages than they are actually from their celebrities.
Beverages with a purpose are crazy right now.
What turns you on and what turns you off in construction?
What turns me on, formal agreements. What turns me off, I guess ignorance is a pretty blanketed term, but just ignorance. People that just show up and either act in an inappropriate manner or just do things without actually thinking it through. Just ignorance on a job site is just a huge pet peeve of mine.
100%. Favorite curse word?
Favorite curse word? I guess fuck. Fuck's pretty good.
Favorite vehicle? Any mode of transportation?
My Chevy Silverado's got 430,000 on it.
And what year is it?
2015. Bought it brand new.
That's a good amount of plows, yeah.
Yeah, sure. I'm happy with it.
You don't need anything new these days. Those six-figure pickup trucks nowadays.
Stupid.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt? I mean, I think you're doing it, no?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm doing it. I think artist would be interesting. Stand-up comedy, I think, would be cool.
Really?
Yeah.
It's hard.
I know.
It's not easy. The ones that do it well make it look easy.
They do.
What profession would you not like to do?
Doctor.
Tough one. Last question. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at those pearly gates?
Oh, these are some hard-hitting questions, man.
I thought I sent them. Did I send them to you?
No.
I thought I sent them. Sorry, man. No,
that's okay.
Yeah.
What would I want to hear from God?
Yeah, when you arrive at those pearly gates.
I'm glad you coped all your joints.
You know what? That's the devil saying miter. Taylor, absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for making the time, man, and coming out here and doing the trek and doing the show, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Manny.
Thanks, man. So anybody who's interested, reach out to him and get going on this shit. That's simple as that, right? So
sounds good, Manny.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, brother.
We're out of here.